The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thank you, Austin. Last night he took up for his teammates. Got in a little bit of a scuffle with Martin. By the way, appreciate Craig Smith for kicking off the show with us. He had his first career hat trick last night in the Predators' 5-0 victory over New York. I'm not meaning to rub it into our next guest because he probably would have liked to have been there last night in the house. Greg Sankey, SEC Commissioner. Commish, you missed a good game last night at Bridgestone Arena. Sorry.
Yeah. I got a couple updates on my phone. I also confessed to Sean Henry. I spent 11 years living in Dallas and went with a friend of mine. I was in Dallas last Friday to a Stars game for the first time forever. So I called Sean and confessed my unfaithfulness for one night to live back the 99 Stanley Cup run in Dallas.
How did he take that?
He's a pro, you know. He's a professional. We've been fortunate to build a strong foundation in our relationship, which helped.
Well said. Well, you are too. Did you get a chance? I feel like I would have known this, but you didn't get a chance to take in the Winter Classic, did you?
No, it was in the midst of bowl season.
Yeah.
So that's one. I did check on the phone on the NBC Sports app just to see the scene, having been to any number of games in the Cotton Bowl, and literally I had season tickets when I lived in Dallas with the Stars and their great teams in the late 90s and early 2000s. So, and now with the affiliation and really friendships we have with the Predators and that Sean and I have developed, I had a special interest in that. And a great scene. I just saw actually a picture of the U.S. Air Force Academy. I think the Avalanche is hosting one of the stadium series probably this weekend based on the picture I saw. So it's just a great marketing presentation that the NFL created with those stadium series.
Saturday night, indeed. And so we're going to have a cool day here on Sunday, Hockey Day in America. Hockey is for everyone, so it's going to be a lot of fun when the Predators host the Blues, and that'll be on NBC. We haven't had a chance to talk to you, so congratulations on another national championship in football.
I walk by the trophy case every day, actually, and smile a little bit. You know, we've got that Vandy baseball trophy from Omaha last year sitting there, too, which I tweeted about because college baseball begins today. So it's nice to live up to our own expectations with a win in the national championship.
Yeah, we had Tim Corbin on last week, huh? What better way to start off your season than playing Michigan? Yeah? Get to see Vandy in Michigan again, right out of the gates.
I know they played in the fall, too. And I know the coaching relationship, so that's a marquee matchup, and obviously I have a rooting interest for one side and one side only in that series.
No doubt about it. Let's stay right there with that theme, or right here in our backyard. Unfortunately, we've had to talk to you a lot lately about ADs and you know, bad stories or, you know, everything, the unfortunate story of David Williams, and we always appreciate your time. And now, you know, we know what happened with Malcolm Turner. He's out. Enter Candace Story Lee. We hear great things about her. The question I've got, Greg, is kind of the theme and the storyline. We haven't had a chance to have Candace in studio with us yet. We're looking forward to that here soon. But just moving forward, there is a narrative out there that, you know, Vanderbilt, the people above them, the big decision makers, the ones that need to pump the money into sports, they are in the SEC, are not really that interested in that. Whether that's true or not, that is the perception out there in this market. And we've talked a lot about them being an SEC and representing this conference. If you have any power to pick up the phone and say, hey, we need you to keep up with the times and keep up with everybody else. Do you have that ability?
Well, we're always in conversation with our schools, but you know, there's a couple realities within the question itself. One is the representation of commitment, and I think that's done in many ways, and that's clear to me at Vanderbilt University that they're committed to the success of their athletics programs. Now, the second point is transition, and when transition occurs, it obviously creates questions and instability. One of the interesting aspects of the Southeastern Conference, I'm in my fifth year as commissioner, and I have worked with more athletics directors in 5 years than Mike Slive, my predecessor, worked with in 13, which is an indication of the changing nature, changing expectations of that role, and makes it even more important to find the right person to fit. And that relates obviously to Candace at the present time, given her history and really a legacy that she's built on her own on that campus. And then you get into specifics around commitment. And obviously the stadium is a topic of conversation, but commitment to an athletics program, commitment to a football program goes well beyond simply people's opinion of a stadium. There's great traditional and memorial and great tradition. You know, there's a unique aspect. But, you know, that's a facility that has been certainly well-maintained, but it's different than what's been built at Auburn or at Ole Miss or the reconstructions that have occurred in Florida, Georgia, and is happening at Rupp Arena. And those are important decisions for any campus, and they're going to be made on the right timeline and for the right reasons, but that commitment goes deeper to what's happened in baseball, to the support provided to student-athletes. And I think that always has to be kept in the balance of this conversation, which I know that commitment is there broadly at Vanderbilt University.
So you hit on some of the things. There's no doubt there's a football stadium issue that hasn't been touched since the early 80s. You talked about Memorial Gym, which you're right. The atmosphere, the setup is fantastic. The history is set up. It doesn't have air conditioning. It could use, you know, it could be jazzed up. There could be some money put into that. Jordan Rogers has been on this show many times and been very critical that they're not up to speed. He goes around all these SEC campuses, and for the student athletes, you know, they could do better in that department with their facilities and their housing and what have you. But I'm listening to you. Am I getting the right read that you obviously talk to them all the time? You are comfortable that they are all in on you just handed them a big check, that they're all in on doing the right things and putting that into athletics?
And one of the realities, our checks and our announcement are two different dates. So those payments go out at the end of our fiscal year a few months ago, and then we have a tax filing date. But yeah, absolutely. And again, I'm going to go back to the issue of leadership transition, and that's taking place at the university. And they've done great work in identifying their new chancellor. That transition happens in the middle of this year, as I understand the timing. We're now around the third athletics director in, 13 months, and no one anticipating the loss of David so quickly, who was in many ways a guide to all that's been done over the last decade and a half. So, you know, some of that has to settle out, but you want to hire quality people. I sat by Derek at our head football coaches meeting yesterday, and just, you know, he's a leader of a program. He's had success. Last year was a tough year, but someone who's dedicated to success. I think that's the representation of commitment, is the type of people in a program. And there are obviously great leaders in place in Vanderbilt athletics.
We're talking to Commissioner Greg Sankey from the Southeastern Conference. And, Commissioner, I'd love to ask you about just your perspective on Candace Story Lee. I can go back. I was doing a season of women's basketball games. They had a great team in the mid-90s when she was playing under Coach Jim Foster. As she sort of takes the reins here, it really looks like she's going to get a chance you know, maybe move forward here with this job. We'll find out. But I know you've known her for a long time. What are your thoughts? Give us maybe a perspective for people that have not really gotten a chance to deal with her much.
Sure. And that's one of those questions I'm more than happy to answer, because Candace is one of what I have found to be a dwindling number of people who've been around this league longer than I. And I moved here in 2002 and and quickly became acquainted with Candace much earlier in her career. She clearly, as a student athlete, was a part of a high-level, a national caliber basketball program on the women's side at Vanderbilt University and what Jim had built. And then transitioned into work in the athletic program, graduate schools, earned her doctoral degree. We honored her as a great for the conference. You know, we have legends and we have greats, and I kid her about that. And that's the kind of relationship that she knows she can call me, and I know I can call her, and we can have honest conversations because we've had those over the years. She spent time working in the compliance area. And I was a part of our team here that worked in that area. We worked through NCAA policy issues. I think Vanderbilt University's, and this is a sign of commitment, but Vanderbilt's commitment, work in innovating around summer internships for student athletes who are supported by the university through their scholarships still, that was something that required a rule change. And that was a tribute to Candace's work and David's vision. And so now young people are receiving career experience. They get to remain on campus at Vanderbilt University and continue to be engaged with their program through the summer. I think those are wins for everyone. And when we talk about commitment, I've always felt it's important to see the broad spectrum of the program, and Candace has lived that commitment both as a student athlete and as an administrator and now in her leadership role. I'm sure she and I talked last week. I'm certain that there's so much coming at her right now that we'll talk again when the time's right. And I know that because I was an internal candidate who moved into the leadership role. And you think you know. You're riding shotgun with a leader for years, and then all of a sudden you're in the seat at the end of the hall and incredibly busy. But she's prepared herself for the opportunity for the leadership role, and I'm optimistic about what she will do in creating a vision and leading forward for the university.
The last few days, I know there's been some discussion in Congress. It's going to be a long process here, I guess, to try to figure out where to go next. But as you monitor the whole situation of the decision they made in California a few months ago and athletes and the likeness and all that stuff, what are you guys doing behind the scenes to try to just be ready for whichever way this thing goes?
Well, we've been working on the issue for any number of years. It's not a secret. There have been various forms of litigation around support provided to college student athletes, the O'Bannon lawsuit and the EA Sports video game is one. There's a grant and aid related case that's under appeal right now. There was actually one in federal court in Nashville around essentially broadcast copyright law, in which the NCAA prevailed. So those things were prompts of conversation. We in this conference were the first to speak publicly of advancing support for cost of attendance levels to student athletes under the federal definition. So now we're in this very public debate about what other economic opportunities should be provided to student athletes. We have a California law with a 2023 summer effective date. That certainly serves as a motivating factor. I don't view that law as a solution, by the way. I think there are inherent problems that have not been the focus of great scrutiny. We in college athletics, deservedly so, are under great scrutiny because there are high expectations because we do things that no one else does in sport. So you see the hearings this week. Obviously, there are important questions asked. There are criticisms leveled. We had our football student athletes in our office last week, and they have an interest in exploring this and talking about what does it mean if I can go sell my autograph or I can make appearances for money, and who's going to manage this for me, and how do I file my taxes? And every time we've finished a student athlete focused conversation, they say, you know what, we're interested in expanding the support provided to us. I'm not sure that they've heard the right solution yet. And they look at us for help. And I think those are three key issues for us. Okay, we can expand the support. We want to protect college athletics and the opportunities and education provided. And we need to help guide people through this process, be they our legislators, which we're doing, or our student athletes who are trying to understand what might the world look like in the future.
Greg Sankey is with us, SEC Commissioner. here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. And you have made no bones about it of how much you like our city and the different events that have come to Nashville over the last few years, the SEC tournament, the men's tournament, the women's tournament, both here and obviously the men's tournament more so the last few years. But SEC Media Day is coming next year. Why has Nashville become such a priority for the conference?
I think one of the ads I heard as I was on hold was about the it was a real estate ad talking about the popularity of the city as a destination for people to move. And we've seen that popularity for the last few decades. You really, well, first of all, you start with Vanderbilt being one of our member universities on Broadway, so you're there and attentive all the time. And then fast forward to the Music City Bowl, created in the 90s, and how you watch that effort expand. When you study alumni movement from our universities, we know we have a huge fan base from all 14 universities in Nashville, and you have really a cutting-edge city. And then you have leadership, and so the local leadership from the mayor's office through the sports commission, through the CVB, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the creation of a convention center, the vibrant life downtown, all of that's attractive. And then we talked hockey at the beginning of this interview, what Sean and the Predators have done, Sean Henry is team president, the Predators have done just as an organization in the arena, hosting us, the upgrades. It is a destination. And if you go back to 2011, our presidents and chancellors, as we've moved around and been in domes a lot, said, you know, there's not a feel around our basketball tournament. There's not a buzz. And so I was tasked with thinking about where can we find a place that creates the kind of atmosphere for a basketball tournament that in the heyday of the Big East was Madison Square Garden. And you know what? Nashville was the place. And so we're going to be there really into the mid-30s potentially, with the exception of 22 with our men's tournament, our women's tournament's there in that 2022 year. The movement of Media Days is a recognition of kind of a geographically central location. Two programs close by in Vanderbilt and in Tennessee, but a place where fans can come if they want to see and touch and feel like we've had in the Birmingham area. And the responsibility for us is to figure out what does Media Day look like going forward. And Nashville provides us some opportunities to rethink what it might look like.
Commissioner Greg Sankey with us. So you mentioned SEC Media Days coming to Nashville, and I feel like that's an event going back to Atlanta this year. It was in Birmingham. Is that something that you still want to explore moving around to different cities, or are you trying to find a home base for a few years?
When I started as commissioner in 2015, on my mind was some movement, and part of that's driven by the growth of the event itself. And really organic growth, the interest we've driven. And as we looked at opportunities, Atlanta with the College Football Hall of Fame, it being close, our championship game being played in Atlanta, the CFP National Championship game having just been played there, that was the first step of this great experiment around Media Day movement. And we did that once, and then we came back to Birmingham last year. We're going back to Atlanta, so you don't want to mess too much with success. And then Nashville was the natural next step, again, being geographically located, the proximity of our universities and what we do in the city naturally. And then we'll take a step back really after this year to look at 22 to say, you know, are those three cities the priorities? Do we go further west? There's some great markets that are now part of the SEC footprint. I think about Dallas and Houston. And whenever I speak of a city, articles are written, but Dallas, Houston, you know, New Orleans hosts our teams in the Sugar Bowl. We just won a national championship there. I really take an open approach as we think about the vision. That doesn't guarantee it will move. We want to make sure we're successful and continue to elevate the league's football attention in a time where there's an opportunity to do that in July. But movement is going to remain on my mind for the long term.
Greg, the final home Predators game before the SEC basketball tournament is probably one you need to come to, but it's a little bit early. You'll have to come into town early. It's against the Stars.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times, and in the early years of our work with Nashville, I had split interest. Now I'm with the Predators fully. So that's one. We also have the number one ranked team in the country in women's basketball, and that tournament's the week prior to our men. So that occupies my time.
Ah, yeah.
And, you know, we've got three or four other. I think Tennessee's still in the top 25. They had a tough game last night. Kentucky, Mississippi State, Arkansas are all in that mix. So we're looking forward to a great women's tournament in Greenville. And I'll have to watch on my phone the Stars-Predators game that week.
No doubt about it. South Carolina, they are pretty darn good. Hey, thanks for your time. As always, it's good to catch up with you, and we'll see you when you come to Nashville.
Thank you.
All right, that is Greg Sankey, SEC Commissioner, and indeed the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament here in the middle of March. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.